Welcome to the Space in Between. We're your hosts, Asha and Shereen.
Today we're bringing back the controversial topic of gender roles in our podcast for March 5th.
We want to shed some light on the inequality and perceptions present in the supposedly equal world. The gender norms for both sexes vary significantly. For instance, the human rights of women throughout the Middle East and North Africa are systematically denied by each of the countries in the region, despite the diversity of their political systems. Family matters in countries as diverse as Iran, Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia are governed by religion-based personal status codes. Many of these laws treat women essentially as legal minors under the eternal guardianship of their male family members.
Women are perceived to be kind and submissive. Women are expected to get married and do girly activities. For example, the first coach for the NFL was Jennifer Welsler for the Arizona Cardinals. Football is a male-dominated activity and didn't even consider women to be worthy contenders. Jennifer Welsler defied these stereotypes and became the first female in the NFL. Welsler was featured in I'm a Mogul for changing the perception for an NFL coach.
The gender stereotypes for both sexes also vary significantly. For instance, a delicate, poised, sensitive, childish, and frail stereotype is often imposed on women of all ages. Women are often told to dress in a ladylike manner and act submissively towards the male figures in her life.
Women are all perceived differently from men. A 23-year-old girl was cruelly raped by a gang of 6 people in Delhi. It was a tragedy that struck India at its core. The Guardian talks about how women are westernized, for example, or wearing jeans or socializing with boys are perceived as not good Indian girls. This was the example of some people in India. In this case, as well as other rape cases, the women who are raped are perceived as guilty, while men are deemed victims. Regardless of the fact that India is the world's largest democracy, hundreds of Indians remark that girls who were raped shouldn't have been outside their house after 9 p.m., or she shouldn't have been wearing westernized clothes, socializing with boys, or even smiling. Sadly, the absurdity of their perceptions does not end there. Judgments such as boys aren't able to control it or rape is consensual are often vocalized.
A masculine, insensitive, rational, and powerful stereotype is often imposed on men of all ages. For instance, from early childhood, men and boys are often told not to cry as it is considered a feminine action. Regardless of the fact that these stereotypes have become less common over the years, they still exist.
To Kill a Mockingbird was a book written by Harper Lee. In the book, Delphus Raymond was a character that was perceived as a drunk and a womanizer. He was expected to be the father of half the African-American children. He wasn't married, which was the core reason for his bad reputation. Later on, Harper Lee reveals that he, in fact, was a drunk and just enjoyed the company of African-American people.
In To Kill a Mockingbird, Scout does not meet the delicate and poised stereotype imposed onto young girls. Instead, she is tough and at times sarcastic, which contradicts the expected ladylike behavior. Aunt Alexandra frequently implies that Scout must be absorbed by girly activities such as playing with small stoves, tea sets, and wearing add-a-pearl necklace. She also dictated that Scout should be a ray of sunshine in her father's lonely life. The statement addressed by Aunt Alexandra supports the stereotype belief that girls should be obliged to behave joyously and consolingly to attend the needs of a male figure, or to illuminate the lives of a father or marital figure.
Many places in the world are trying to bridge the divide between the genders.
We hope that after today, you can build your own opinion about the gender roles.
Seeing as how both genders are subjected to the pressures of society to fit their images, it's the job of the future generations to take the lead for change.
Thank you for listening and hope you tune in again.